Chen Yi became an American citizen last year, and one of whom we can be especially proud. Born in China in 1953, she is the current recipient of the Charles Ives Living, a $225,000 prize awarded every 3 years by the American Academy of Arts and Letters. The prize's only condition is that its recipient forswear any employment outside composition for the 3-year term. A very nice proposition, I think. Miss Chen was born in Guangzhou and studied piano and violin as a child. She came into contact with the traditional music of her country during the Cultural Revolution when she was forced to relocate to the countryside for 2 years. At age 17, she was released to serve as concertmaster and composer for the Beijing Opera Troupe. In 1977, she enrolled at the Central Conservatory in Beijing, where she studied composition with Wu Zuqiang, to whom she dedicated the piece we'll be listening to, and with the British composer Alexander Gore. In 1986, she became the first woman to earn a master's degree in composition in China. That year, Miss Chen came to the United States to study at Columbia University, where her teachers included Mario Devadovsky and Chu Wen-chung. She completed her doctorate in 1993 and became composer-in-residence for the Chanticleer Men's Choir, the Women's Philharmonic, and the Aptos Creative Arts Program, all in San Francisco. Then she joined the composition faculty of the Peabody Conservatory, and in 1998 was appointed to the faculty of the Kansas City Conservatory. I want to play Chen Yi's piece Shuo on this program because I think it sounds very American, despite the fact that it is based on materials taken from Chinese folk music. And perhaps that's because these pentatonic lines, which are used in the mountains of China, have also been used by the likes of Aaron Copland to give us visions of the expansiveness of the American West because of the openness of the sounds that are created in the scale. Shuo is written for string orchestra or string quintet. We'll hear the quintet version. The word shuo in Chinese means initiate. It represents the first day of every month in the lunar calendar. This performance features members of the Manhattan String Quartet with Donald Palma, bass.